Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 19th day of July 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey, with the latest update stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide due to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C via the digital group, MF and HF relays, 1.860 MHz by Graham, VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Dale, VK7DG, 7140 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH, 14130 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD, 28525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. And locally in Hobart on UHF CB Channel 24, VK7 FMAC and HF CB 24 with Luke. Now, missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8pm on repeaters VK7 RAA in the north, VK7 RHT and the UHF CB 24 and HF CB 24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. And we start off with QSL News, the Inward QSL Bureau information, and the current updated list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at the 17th of July 2026 is in the email version of the broadcast. Herman has been asked a few times about sending out QSL cards, and it's up to each amateur to send out their personal QSL cards. You can only use the WIA Outwards Bureau service if you are a financial member of the WIA, and cards must be sorted alphabetically by DXCC country order and sent to the manager of the Outward Bureau at P.O. Box 66, Boolaroo, New South Wales 2284. Any questions, please email to Herman at Westyh, W-E-S-T-Y-H, all one word, at ozemail, ozemail.com.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And Tassie Hamicon Radio Conference. Well, bookings are open. The countdown is on for the Tassie Hamicon 2026 and bookings are officially open. This year's theme is Hack the Ether, Education, Ingenuity and Connection. Captures the spirit of amateur radio at its best, where experimentation, innovation and lifelong learning come together. Humans have spent more than a century finding increasingly creative ways to throw signals through the air. This conference celebrates that tradition while looking firmly toward the future. Join amateurs, makers, educators, communicators and technical explorers from across Australia and the world for a fully catered weekend. The conference program is built around four major streams: Hack the Mind, exploring education and learning futures; Hack the System, showcasing ingenuity and experimentation; Hack the Culture, focusing on community engagement and connection; and Hack the Future, examining leadership, purpose and where amateur radio goes next. Tassie Hamicon 2026 takes place on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of November 2026 at the iconic Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre on the UTAS Sandy Bay campus. Pre-conference and post-conference activities have also been planned this year, making it a full weekend of radio, learning and networking. The preliminary program is now available and registrations are open via the conference website. And 73 from the conference organising group. And WWFF SOTA POTA LALOTA IOTA weekly wrap-up. Well, this weekend, the 18th and 19th, is Parks on the Air or POTA Support Your Parks Weekend, which is expected to see a significant increase in POTA activity around the world. The Cairns Amateur Radio Club will be activating a couple of POTA references on Green Island, located 27 kilometres off the coast of Cairns. It's a great opportunity for hunters to add a few new references to their logs. If you use the Ham2K Polo logging app, a new update has been released. Don't forget to update the app before heading out on your next activation. Now, Lisa, VK7SGZ and Bruce, VK7SKY activated White State Beach, a 2.1 kilometre stretch of sand on the Tasman Peninsula, located approximately 6 kilometres south of New Bina. Between them, they made a total of 23 contacts operating on the 40-metre band. Our VK7 Alpha Nancy was spotted operating on 40 metres from Drivers Run Conservation Covenant, located in the eastern outskirts of Launceston. It covers 277 acres. The covenant was established in 2013 to conserve remnant bushland and protect water quality as nearby Distillery Creek forms part of Launceston's drinking water supply. That's the wrap for this week, and I hope to catch you on the air. 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. And statewide SSTV nights. Well, a quiet net night saw the following participants, VK7ZV, ZAB and OO, all sharing 37 photos. The main highlights were heavy rigid semi-trailer and camper trucks, an SES rescue crew training session, red and roe deer in the Netherlands, a Monterey cypress tree in that is native in California, a sunset over the Dial Range, HF radio kits, the ADX built at Reist and some of the QRP labs. A commercial Barrett HF transceiver was on display at the NTARC clubrooms. A pair of video walkie-talkies. A couple of different types of inline USB-C power analyzers. A HF loop antenna and ballon for an N-fed wire. And what do you call a person who's happy on Monday? Retired. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchanged photos with PD0OKP and PA3EKI in the Netherlands, and DB0BEN and DG8YFM and DO1ORG in Germany. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Note Ken, VK7KRJ and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmissions on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both North and South Tasmania. If you miss the net, then there are archives of the SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on the NTARC website under blogs, and that's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And news from the north, SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group, meet twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And the Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Well, last technical night, Ross VK7ALH brought along something a little different for interest's sake. A Barrett Communications SB250 HF SSB marine transceiver. Another fine example of Australian manufacturing from Western Australia. The front panel controller PCB carries the date of the 26th of January 1990, placing this design at well over 30 years old and the original series beginning back in 1987. The unit features a membrane front panel with 24 buttons, a front-facing speaker on the left, and a reasonably sized two-line LCD for channel frequency and operating information on the right. The only rotary controls are for the volume and mute levels. One particular interesting detail is an internal jumper that switches the set between maritime and land modes. In land mode, it enables RFDS or Royal Flying Doctor calling, while marine modes activates 2182 AM with the international emergency tone. The SB250 supports 255 channels, typically from around 100 EEPROM program channels, with the ability to front panel program roughly 25 more. Output power is a solid 100 watts PEP, and optional features were selective calling and telephone network interconnection. Inside, one striking aspect is the extensive use of ribbon cable for almost all internal wiring, with only the RF interstage coaxial cable. There is a no external 12-volt plug and socket, only a directly terminated hefty figure-of-8 power lead. The radio is built around three printed circuit boards, one for the front panel controls and displays, one for the power amplifier stage, and the main RF board on the opposite side of the case. Hidden on the main control board is the ubiquitous Zilog Z80 microprocessor, paired with the electrically programmable read-only memory, or EEPROM. Back then, updating firmware meant physically replacing the EEPROM, a tidy, well-engineered piece of vintage Australian HF equipment, thanks Ross. Hopefully, no one turned up at the club rooms last Wednesday night because it had relocated to the Iron Horse Bistro for the club's midwinter social get-together. We all gathered around 6 p.m. for what ended up to being an evening of excellent food served in pleasant surroundings with friends. It may have been a social evening, but as usual, much of the conversation was interspersed with radio and electronics, as always, hi-hi. A good time was had by all, and we eventually made our way home, thoroughly satiated. As usual, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. And up-and-coming events, CW Course, every Wednesday night from 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7.30pm. Your CW coach for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. And on-air test and technical gathering, Wednesday nights on 3.567 MHz from 7.30pm. Club Rooms Technical Night, the next session, will be Wednesday the 22nd of July and will commence at the usual time of 6.30pm in the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Coffee Mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10am until noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the Secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. And all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the Secretary of NTARC Inc. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 A Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And news from the Northwest, the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club bi-monthly meeting. The next club meeting will be starting at midday with a barbecue, and then the meeting will commence at 1.30pm on Saturday the 1st of August 2026. It will be our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items of show and tell, and the club rooms will be open until 6pm for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea will be appreciated, and we have tea and coffee, etc. available for members and guests, and visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer. And news from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. August is shaping up to be our 2026 Reist Build Month. Reist has our next build project coming together thanks to Dave, VK7CB, and Richard, VK2ARH. Notifications have been sent out to Reist members via the Discord members build channel, and orders are increasing. Reist members, watch the Discord channel for more information. 73 from the Reist Committee. And Wednesday Experimenters Group, or the WEGs. Well, this Wednesday night, July 22nd, we are back in the DATV studios and club rooms with a full program of 3D printing ideas, magazine reviews, antenna builds, etc. Starts 7.30pm and streamed via the Reist YouTube channel. Wednesday evenings kick off early with members drifting in from about 6pm, many armed with takeaway containers and home-cooked dinners. The studio DATV studio broadcast begins at 7.30pm, and around it unfolds the usual controlled chaos, lively debate, hands-on experimenting, gear tinkering, coffee consumption at industrial scale, and hatching of elaborate, cunning plans. The kind of wide-ranging amateur radio mischief and global problem-solving that somehow only ever truly makes sense inside the club rooms. And that's 73 from the Reese Committee. Reese Training and Assessment Update. Thinking of getting your amateur radio licence or upgrading to the next level? Well, Reese continues to offer regular training and assessment days for all amateur radio licence levels. Standard, advanced and regulations assessments are held on alternate months and the next session is on Saturday the 25th of July 2026. While the next foundation training and assessment day will be held on Saturday the 22nd of August 2026. If you're planning to attend, then please contact the learning organiser Justin VK7TW as soon as possible by emailing reist.assessor@gmail.com. You will also find a full training schedule on the Reist events page, along with the range of free learning or resources, including the popular Foundation License training video series on the Reist YouTube channel. To help build your confidence before assessment day, don't forget to try the Wireless Institute of Australia's online foundation training exams, with links available in the text edition of the broadcast. Whether you're taking your first steps into amateur radio or upgrading your qualification, the Reist training team is ready to help you succeed. And that's 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW. And as heard on the national news, save the date, ADS-B support. Well, in September, we have a very special presentation night that will be occurring a little later in the month than normal. On Wednesday the 23rd of September, from 7:30pm, we will have Mogens Andersen in the club rooms to present on the ADS-B support service. For those who are in the know, Mogens is the Chief Operating Officer of the ADS-B support organisation that is based in Denmark, and they supply ADS-B receivers all over the world to amateurs and non-amateurs and many other areas to receive the ADS-B signal from aircraft and feed it into the various aircraft tracking systems around the world. And there's a fun fact. ADS-B support is based in a little town in Denmark called Billund. And for those Lego aficionados out there, they will know the main Lego factory is based in Billund and the ADS-B support organisation is based at the Billund Airport, where most of that Lego is shipped out of. Save the date, 23rd of September from 7:30pm, 73 from the Reist Committee. Now, satellite news. The student-built CubeSat invites amateur radio community to join the mission. A new Canadian student-built CubeSat, the Marmotsat, is set to launch aboard a SpaceX transporter mission this month, carrying a unique suite of amateur radio experiments designed for operators around the world. Developed by students at the University of Victoria's Centre for Aerospace Research, the mission aims to provide hands-on spacecraft experience for the next generation of engineers while also supporting research into the Earth's ionosphere. The satellite continues the university's successful tradition of student-built spacecraft and features an innovative open-source software-defined radio platform. For amateur radio operators, the Marmotsat offers several exciting opportunities to get involved. The satellite will transmit CW telemetry beacons on both 145.875 MHz and 29.410 MHz, operating a VHF digipeater compatible with existing GreenCube software, transmit DVB-S2 digital television images on a 10-metre amateur satellite band, and support a citizen science experiment where amateurs can record special radio signals passing through the ionosphere to assist specific research. Most of the experiments can be received with modest amateur radio equipment, while the more advanced digital television modes will challenge experienced stations. The Marmotsat team is actively encouraging licensed amateurs worldwide to participate, with experienced stations invited to assist during the satellite's commissioning phase. The project embraces an open source philosophy, making antenna design, software and technical information freely available to the amateur community, and full details of the mission, frequencies and participation opportunities can be found at the website address on the email edition of the broadcast. It promises to be another excellent example of amateur radio supporting education, experimentation and citizen science from space. Sourced from the MSAT News Service and summarised by Arthur Inglis. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Service. Technology news: satellites are the new fire towers. The Bezos Earth Fund announced a $26 million grant for the non-profit Earthfire Alliance and its satellite-based wildfire detection program. Axios Ben Gimman reports the money, alongside support from Google and others, will help fund the launch of three Firesat satellites this summer. The group says they'll provide wildfire monitoring at least twice daily over critical geographies, including the focus on the Amazon basin, one of the most fire-vulnerable regions in the world. The funding is the largest ever philanthropic grant from wildfire detection, the group says. They added that the program could help protect homes, communities and biodiversity and cut CO2 emissions from wildfires by up to 10% annually. Wildfires are a major driver of deforestation, which worsens climate change. They account for 42% of a tree cover loss in 2025, per the World Resources Institute data. The Earthfire Alliance says it hopes to have dozens of satellites operating in the mid-2030s that can monitor every point on the Earth every 20 minutes. And that was sourced from the AMSAT News Service. And history news, well, the first female in the Australian Navy was a Tasmanian girl. In November 1920, 6-year-old Nancy Bentley of Port Arthur, Tasmania, was bitten by a venomous snake. Her father rowed her to the HMAS Sydney No. 1, which was anchored in Carnarvon Bay, because it was the nearest place where medical assistance was available. Captain Henry Cayley faced a problem because the naval regulations did not permit civilians, particularly females, to remain on board for the warship for treatment. His solution was to formally enlist Nancy into the Royal Australian Navy with the rating of mascot, so she could legally remain on board whilst receiving treatment. Her service number was 0001, and her enlistment period was humorously recorded as until fed up. Nancy remained on board for 8 days, recovered and was officially discharged because she was, quote, required by her parents, unquote. The Royal Australian Navy even has a First Lady of the Fleet trophy that was created from the events with Nancy Bentley. The Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery Shaping Tasmania, A Journey in 100 Objects exhibition holds Nancy's HMAS Sydney sailor's cap and explains the story behind it. And that was sourced from the ABC News, TMAG, Royal Australian Navy and other records. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. The VK7 regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6:30 p.m. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North-Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz. And in the South, VK7RAF 146650 minus 600 with a CTCSS tone of 141.3 to link RAF North-South. plus VK7AX International SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callbacks on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area, then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B stations in the Launceston area, transmitting on the odd minute and southern stations on the even minute. Reached 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 PM. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 AM until 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. Intark CW course every Wednesday night on 3.580 MHz from 7 to 7:30 PM. And your CW coach for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. On-air test and technical gathering Wednesday nights on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM. And the NTARC technical night session Wednesday the 22nd of July from 6:30 PM in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC coffee mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 AM until noon in the Rochalie club rooms. Northwest of VK7, Wednesday from 8 PM local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing from 8 PM local, the Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net on 144.190 upper sideband. VK7 events, NWTARC, the 1st of August, the bi-monthly meeting and barbecue from midday at the Scout Hall 73 and Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Reached the 23rd of September, ADSB support presentation from 7:30 PM in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. VK, 7th and 8th of November, the Tassie Hamicon Amateur Radio Conference, UTAS Sandy Bay. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7ZIR. Repeaters, Reist and Tark, and in the northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7's AXJH and DC. 160 metres, VK7GS, 80 metres, VK7JGD, 40 metres, VK7DG, 20 metres, VK7TW, 10 metres VK7ALH, UHF CB24 and HF CB24, VK7 FMAC and Luke, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you have missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 PM on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF CB24 and HF CB24 in the south. Got news, stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews or one word at gmail.com. By Friday, 9 PM, you can join the conversation on the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io page. Stay tuned now for the callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.